Joined by Case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 win over Walton Casuals. Alan, we had a look at the league table this morning. Was today a must-win game?
Yeah, definitely. They're all must-win games, and we've got to set our stall out. And obviously, we've been disappointing the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks or so. But so a massive result, and it's a results business, and that's what my neck's on the block about. And I thought we deserved to win the game.
It was quite a contrast to the last home game we played here. Was it as much the manner of the victory as well as the result that pleased you today?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a go after the game because we're doing like conceding goals. We've got to get some clean sheets on the board, and I was more disappointed about conceding a goal than anything else. Bobby Crane again, phenomenal, doing very well, and we worked well and we passed the ball well at times on a difficult pitch, and we competed well. But it's just disappointing at the end. I knew it went down to 10 men and it sort of changed the game a little bit for the last 10 minutes, but you don't concede goals because that could have been 0-0 and they getting beat 1-0 at the end, or you know. And I hate conceding goals, and we've had a bit of a go at the players afterwards. But yeah, to be fair, we've done all right, and you know, it's a win, and we've got to climb up the table now.
As you mentioned, we were down to 10 men at the end. How unlucky was Speedo to get sent off today?
Every time I come talk, you know, it's about these referees, like, you know, and they make some funny decisions. I thought the first one when he got booked was diabolical, you know. The lad shoved him. What's he supposed to do, you know? Second one, he's just been sloppy and slid in. But the booking, you know, let's see, I best off keeping your mouth shut, like, because you get yourself into trouble sometimes.
And on the referees, the 14 who was involved in an altercation with Speedo for the first booking, 2 minutes after that, he kicked someone in the ankle, nothing at all.
I'd say he kicked young Chinny in the ankle, and like you say, nothing happened, and Speedo does that, and something happens. It's about consistency, I think. It's like teams, they're just on consistency, and I think the referees should be the same. So it's very disappointing because that means we'll miss Speedo in a couple of weeks' time. He is a captain now, he has got a bit of responsibilities on his shoulder now, and it's disappointing, yeah.
There was a nasty, nasty injury to Billy Mead in the first half. Was that as bad an injury as you've seen in your career?
Obviously all of our thoughts are with him. Yes, a lovely win. I'm delighted about a win. It's a must-win game. Delighted for supporters again, and Mark and Malcolm again, and everybody connect with the club. But at the end of the day, our thoughts are with him, and I hope he's all right. But it's a couple of us to say that he meant to do it, and that's rubbish, because I've heard a few shouts, a couple from there, that he meant to do it. That's absolutely... I'm not swearing here, obviously, but that's pathetic. Bobby Trainer will not go and try to break somebody's leg on purpose, so that's a pathetic thing to say. And I've just heard somebody say it in there, and that's rubbish. But the thing is, I hope the lad's all right. And I know Billy a little bit, he's a smashing kid, and obviously all our thoughts are Kingston and with him.
Of course, like you say, definitely not intentional for Bobby Trainer. He's not that sort of player anyway. Looking at him, though, he's in a great vein of form at the moment. Another 2 goals today.
He's doing well, and there's a bit more to come from. He hasn't had the best of training this week. He got stuck in some traffic on Thursday, so he hasn't had the best. And he owed us the performance today, and he's given one. But he's scoring goals, and that's what we brought in the club. Supporters like goal scorers, teams like goal scorers. And it was important we brought somebody like that with, you know, to the club. And I'm sure he'll continue for this season and next.
And Wes Goggin was man of the match today. Another player that you've brought in. He seemed to run things from midfield for us.
He lost his discipline at the end, he did, but he's an honest kid, and too honest at times, and he's playing right wing when he's supposed to be sitting in midfield with Huckle. But little things like that, and I'm delighted for Wes, and he'll take it very, you know, he'll love getting man of match for Kears, and like you say, he's a local lad, he loves playing for the club, so I'm delighted for Wes, you know.
We heard the news this week, the Julian Seals decided to take a break from the time being. How big a blow is that to the team?
It is the blow, but it's like the Druitt situation. In my job and all that, you either feel sorry for yourself and say, oh yeah, this has happened, Shahid's injured again, Liam Cocker's left, Seals is left, or you get on with it. And I'm a big believer in getting on with it, and I might get some stick along the way, rightly so, after our last couple of performances, but you just get on with it and you work as hard as you can. Julian was a model professional, always had time for people, the fans love him. Rightly so, because how can you say a bad word about Julian? But like I say, the door's open. If he wants to come back, he's welcome anytime. I think he's paying for bed fund just to give himself a couple of games without any pressure whatsoever. He's had a long season and a hard season because all the goals we've conceded. But you know, he's a smashing kid, and I can't say anything else about him.
Looking here, we've got a game midweek. We're at Molesey on Tuesday. How different a game is that going to be to today?
I hope not. I hope no different. Same sort of thing. We've got to tackle the right way. Have a bit of confidence now, and then we've got to get at them, and then we've got to win the game. And I keep saying that every week. And let's say this relegation battle, if we get another 6 points, then we kind of get relegated then, which would be good. Then that's the time to actually try a few things. That's the time to put a few youngsters in the team. You know, Adrian Withers has done a great job of the under-18s, and I'm fairly aware with that, and I'm fairly aware that a couple of them should be pushing for our team, in my opinion. But I can't do that in a pressure situation. You've got to do it when the pressure's off, and I'll play them, and not a problem.
Richard Taylor is a player that you didn't bring in, and at the first, when you first took over, he didn't feature too much, but he now seems to be a regular feature in the back four.
You've done all right today. I don't care. And back four is about keeping clean sheets, and I'm just a bit gutted that we conceded that goal. So everybody in the back four has had a little bit of a hard time off me. I am a defensive player in my time anyway, I was. So obviously my first aim is about back fours, and I'm just disappointed we conceded a goal. And Richard will be, and Tommy Morehouse will be, and Wayne Finney will be. And I didn't think it would have happened. If we had 11 against 11, I don't think that would have happened, to be honest. But it has, and I'm just a bit gutted that we're conceding silly goals again.